It's 647, 1110, KBND. Good morning to you.
I don't know what that means.
It's a great day. Let's find out what's going on in our sports. Here's Dave Jarvis.
Thanks, sir. The two-mile prologue of the Cascade Cycling Classic is in the books. Argentine rider Fernando Atonia of the Jameis Sutter home team won the men's prologue, while former world track champion Tara Whitten of Team Tibco won the women's race. Today's stage one, the McKenzie Pass Road Race, a 74-mile trek from Maxwell and Big Springs snow parks to the Three Creeks Snow Park. Start time 10 a.m. Ben scored the winning run in the bottom of the 10th when Cullen Hendrickson was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. Ben beat Klamath Falls 4-2-3, game two of that series tonight at 6:35 at the Vince. NFL fans continue to have high hopes for a labor resolution this week. The two sides are reportedly close to reaching a new collective bargaining agreement, but any deal would have to be ratified before going into effect. And speaking of the NFL, quarterback Michael Vick is throwing his support behind a tough new anti-dogfighting bill. Appearing on Capitol Hill, Vick read a short statement on behalf of the Humane Society during a hearing on the measure that would make it illegal to even attend a dogfight.
During my time in prison, I told myself that I wanted to be a part of the solution and not the problem. I've been speaking to kids and urging them to be responsible and to be good to animals.
Philadelphia Eagles star says he wants to help send a message that dogfighting is illegal, it's federal crime, and is now a felony in every state. That's a look at the news this morning. I'm Dave Jarvis on News Talk 1110 KBND.
Didn't he send that message by going to prison?
He did. And a lot of people are saying...